like I'm dreaming. Most every day, fog fills up my vision. I'm tired, it's getting late. But the whole light is blinking. I'll need to get it replaced. I'll get to it one morning when I'm feeling like I'm dying.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
It's time for Night Danger Radio.
Around her. I know you Sometimes you look so small, you need some shelter. You're just running around and held to scared to. And I leaned on your fears, now you can lean on me. And that's more than love, that's the way it should be. Now I can't change the way you feel, but I could put my arms around you. That's just part of the deal. That's the way I feel. I'll put my arms around you. Stand in front of you and take the force of the blow. Protection.
Some peace tonight in the eye. your back. Storm keeps on twisting. You keep on building the lies that you make up for all that you lack. It don't make no difference. Escape one last time. It's easier to believe in this sweet man.
Smart money's on Harlem, and the moon is in the street, and the shadow boys are breaking all the laws. And you're east of East St. Louis, and the wind is making speeches, and the rain sounds like a round of applause. And Napoleon is weeping in the carnival saloon. His invisible fiance's in the mirror, and the band is going home. It's raining hammers, it's raining nails. It's true, there's nothing left for him down here. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time. Time that you love, and it's time, time, time. And they all pretend they're orphans, and their memory's like a train. You can see it getting smaller as it pulls away. And the things you can't remember tell the things you can't forget. The history puts a saint in every dream. She said she'd stick around until the bandages came off. But these mama's boys just don't know when to quit. And Matilda asked the sailors, all those dreams or all those prayers? So close your eyes, son, and this won't hurt a bit. Oh, it's time, time, time. And it's time. Time, time, time that you love, and it's time, time, time. Well, things are pretty lousy for a calendar girl. The boys just dive right off the cars and splash into the street. And when they're on a roll, she pulls a razor from her boot, and 1,000 pigeons fall around her feet. So put a candle in the window,
and a kiss upon his lips as the dish outside the window fills with rain. Just like a stranger with the weeds in your heart, and pay the fiddler off till I come back again. Oh, it's time, time, time. It's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time. And it's time, time, time.
2, 3.
Got a friend, just remember that death is not the end.
And all that you held sacred falls down and does not mend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not not the end.
When you're standing on the crossroads that you cannot comprehend, just remember that death is not the end.
Heavy rains descend. Just remember that death is not the end.
And there's no one there to comfort you with a helping hand to lend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not
in vain to find some law-abiding citizen. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember
that death is not the end. Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Was abrupt. CKUW 95.9 FM. Hey everybody, it's the Night Danger Radio Show. Yeah, we're live in the studios of CKW, which happens to be on the 4.5 floor of Centennial Hall, which, by the way, was locked down on me today. They're like, hey, you have to go to Riddell Hall. I'm like, where the hell is Riddell Hall? Anyway, someone let me in. Thank God. It's cold out there, man. The wind is cold. So, but yeah, that was a pretty sad opening set. But a lot of sad things happened this week, and a lot of things that are super duper concerning. Yeah, I got to tell you guys, I had stopped watching the news on the most part because, you know, most of it was just lies. So I was like, why would I watch this when it's just a bunch of lies and stuff? But we should all keep watching the news, and that includes me. But yeah, so that first set was going out to Renee Good, who was murdered at the age of 37 years old in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Very, very close to Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Actually, Wapkinu, our premier, phoned today, apparently, and phoned the mayor. Or was it the mayor? I can't remember. But he phoned someone in power, and someone who's actually more pissed off than even I am, about all the situation happening down there in the States. And Wob was like, hey, we're behind you here in Manitoba. And that is true. That is true, you know. But there are some terrible things going on. The United States has turned into a fascist state. I mean, if you're sitting at home on your internet, look up the fascism on Google, on the Google machine, and then do a little comparison as to what is actually happening in the States. If you follow the news, if you don't follow the news, then you don't know what's happening in the States, you're probably a lot happier of a person, because what's happening in the States is a joke, is quite frankly what it is. And yeah. The head moron that's running that place, and the vice moron and all his minions are ruining planet Earth, for crying out loud. I mean, but listen, we're going to talk a lot tonight, because there's a lot to talk about for sure. But so we just heard Paul McCartney, not the Beatles, but Paul McCartney with Let It Be from back in the U.S., a record that came out in 2002 on Capitol. I love that record. That was right around the time when McCartney, I think, stopped by Winnipeg for the first of, what, three more times, I guess he came? So amazing stuff. Lucky enough to see Paul McCartney, one of the thrills of my lifetime, at the new stadium. I don't know what it was called back then. It was I don't think it was called IG Field, but you know what I'm talking about. On the on the campus of the University of Manitoba, anyway, so... We heard Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds before that with Death Is Not the End from a spectacular album called Murder Ballads, which came out in 1996 and was put out by Mute Records. That whole record is ridiculous. I mean, good grief. Yes, indeed. Tom Waits before that with a song called Time, one of the saddest songs I've heard. And yeah, it comes from a record called Big Time, 1988, Ante Records. Of course, I think Tom Waits has been on Ante for a long time anyway. So, yeah. Boy, Sarah McLachlan makes her second ever appearance on the Night Danger radio show. And we've been on the air for 7 years, by the way, now. And we only played Sarah's version of... what was that? I can't remember now. Ah, it was a cover version anyways. But that song, Angel... by Sarah, from the record Surfacing 1997, put up by Network here in Canada anyways. Wow, what a ridiculous song that is. Holy cow. Like, I wonder, you know, I got to look it up on YouTube to find out how Sarah wrote that song. Or if she did write that song, maybe someone wrote it for her. But whoever wrote that, good grief, that's a ridiculous song. Such good songwriting there. And we heard Massive Attack off the top. It was a song called Protection from a record called Protection, which came out in 1994. And Wild Bunch Records put that one out. And yeah, Renee could have used a little bit of protection. Like, you'd think that, you know, that the police, that's what they're there for, aren't they? To protect the public. But not apparently in Minneapolis, and not apparently in the United States in general. I guess the police are kind of there to blast you, you know? So I'm predicting anarchy in the United States. Absolutely. You know, when if we're citizens and we can't even, like trust the police, you know, then everyone's going to go up against the police. And then we got problems, yeah, for sure. And then, of course, there's a bit of a lack of gun control down in the States, too. So, you know, your average Joe like me, if I lived down in the States, I'd probably have a gun, you know. And then, you know, you piss me off and then bang, bang, bang. And that's that. So it's a crazy, dangerous situation down there. And, yeah, if you can't. You can't trust your government down there. You can't trust the police anymore. And I probably shouldn't, I guess I shouldn't lump in just the regular police, because the police, the Minneapolis Police Department, there's going to be corrupt guys in there. That we know that there's corrupt cops all over the place. But, you know, there's also good police that, you know, are there for the right reasons. So I shouldn't lump them in there. But ICE, it looks like just a bunch of thugs, you know? I mean, for Pete's sakes, they're actually recruiting ICE agents on that crappy Spotify program, you know? So, yeah, it's pretty much a disaster. But, you know, besides poor Renee, you know, just being blasted by some idiotic cop with no brain or no soul, you know, just a useless, I don't know what that guy's doing on this planet, to be honest with you. But anyways, but yeah, there's other stuff too that's concerning. So all this, you know, gets mixed in with you know, the Americans just decide to attack Venezuela, and they try and spin it that the guy's like a, you know, the leader, what's his name, Monroe or something, whatever his name, but he's a big drug dealer, a big drug trafficker, a big whatever, and that makes it okay to go in. We all know it's not because of that. It's because there's oil in Venezuela, and the head moron just wants to get the oil. That's all there is to it there. And then he turns around and he keeps threatening Greenland, this and that, that and this. And then what's scary is the Danes are, who, you know, are protecting Greenland and whatnot. They've been ordered that if the Americans come, shoot at them, you know, like there's no like, hey, should I phone someone and find out if we should shoot, you know, these intruders onto Greenland? No, that's already been decided. It's if the Americans come, you shoot them. So, if that happens, holy cow, like, you know, that's, I don't know any other words to say it, but that's a prelude to war right there. And I mean, if the Americans face off against the Danes, then, you know, the way I see it is the rest of Europe, you know, will all go behind, you know, the Danes. I don't know what the UK will do. Like, I don't know what England would do in this case, because they're at least pretending to be friends with the Americans still, you know, as we are in Canada. And speaking of Canada, I don't know what we would do. Like, what would we do? You know, like, I guess we would probably have to turn into Switzerland and be neutral and just say, we're out of it. We don't want to be part of this, and leave us alone, you know. But then that brings me to my next point, is I don't think the head moron, you know, down in the States, you know, differentiates, like, sees any difference whatsoever between Venezuela, Greenland, you know, I guess the Danes, you can throw that in there too, but Canada either. Like, I don't think there's no difference between any of those countries to him, which is concerning for us here in Canada, because, dude, we are a natural resource rich nation, and, you know, that's why he went into Venezuela, to get their oil. And so I'm quite concerned that he one day will just wake up and there'll be like American troops going over the border, you know, trying to take over Canada and make us the 51st state, which I thought was kind of a joke. I thought he was kind of just saying that to tick us off, you know, to upset us and get us all riled up. And now I'm thinking, damn, you know, like, so, I mean, it's the craziest time. I've, like, so I'm 52 years old, And so I was lucky enough to live, you know, through the, you know, back in the good old days when there was no internet and no cell phones, you know, like we phoned each other on landlines and said, hey, you want to go play road hockey tonight? Yeah, let's do it. And we went and did it, you know, or whatever. Or, hey, do you, when you got a little older, hey, do you want to go to the bar and we'll have about 35 drinks and go crazy? Yeah, sure. And also back then, drinks were like $2. Good grief. But all through those times, there was never anything. And don't get me wrong, I wasn't paying that much of attention. I was too busy having fun and carrying on and playing drums and playing sports and just being a young person, you know, like young people do. But I definitely don't remember any sort of political stuff like this. You know what I mean? I was lucky enough to be born, you know, after World War II when I thought, oh, I'm, you know, in all the history and stuff, I'm like, hey, man, we learned our lesson. We're not going to have a World War III because we all know it's a big waste of time, you know, and it's no one really ends up winning at the end. But we didn't learn anything. And I hate to say it, but we could be looking at World War III. I mean, the way things are, you know, the way people are lining up against each other. I didn't even mention the Iran situation right now where, yeah, the head moron is like, we're going to attack you in Iran too. And I know they're enemies, and I know the Iranians, you know, the Iranian, at least the, not the people, but the government there is not, you know, the most upstanding, you know, government out there. Then in fact, they're pretty brutal and pretty corrupt, but damn, I mean, I'm not sure what's going to happen. Like, I just wonder if the Americans are going to attack Iran, Greenland, and continue to occupy Venezuela, and then I guess in Canada here we just hold our breath and hope for the best, and then the rest of the world's got to hope for the best as well, because yeah, we all know what's going to happen if we go into another full scale, you know, worldwide conflict. It ain't going to work out well for us, but hopefully, like I was telling, Mr. Bumbles, who was here, our music director, was doing some work, some late night work tonight. And I was like, you know, I got to try not to worry about stuff that hasn't happened. That's kind of a thing with me. I'm like, in the past, I've worried about some stuff and I got all stressed out and I was like, oh man, you know, and then it never transpired. Like it never happened. And I'm like, why did I like stress myself out so bad? You know, like it was stupid. So I try and kind of live like that. I try to, you know, not worry about stuff that hasn't happened or is not inevitable to happen. So, might as well try and keep the positive thing going on and hope that something happens that can turn this thing around to, you know, make, you know, things normal again, you know, for Pete's sakes. But yeah, my heart goes out though to the folks in the United States. I mean, it must be crazy to think, you know, that hey, I could go out to the grocery store and never come back because ICE might just take me somewhere and throw me in some weird prison or something, and you know, I'll never see any of my family and friends again. So my heart goes out to the folks, because I know there's, you know, a lot of people are pretty scared down in the States and stuff like that. And that is what a horrible thing to do. Those people in charge in the United States are soulless idiots, just losers in life, you know, like unbelievable. It's sad. I mean, that's crazy. No soul whatsoever and very little brain power. Incredible. Just incredible. I can't believe we're going to play a song in the next set. The next set, by the way, you might, for some of you people that might be a little bit like, oh, I don't know, man, you know, like I'm pretty sensitive person. The next set's not going to be for you, because the first set, you know, was basically, you know, to go out to Renee, her family, you know, who have to go on without her. She had kids, you know, who have to, you know, soldier on without her and stuff. But the next set is not nice. And I don't care what anyone says. This is the way I feel. And this next set is absolutely mean. But this is exactly the way, you know, after I felt so sad for poor Renee and, you know, the folks in the States that are being terrorized by this buffoon that's running things there.
of course, the next thing was pure anger, pure rage, and that this could actually be happening and stuff like that. So, and so that's what this next music set is about. We got some of the meanest. We're going to start off nice, but it ain't going to end off nice. It's going to end off vicious and mean, and that's the way I feel for sure. Because, man, I can't believe we have to tolerate this. You know, and when I say we, I mean in Canada we're okay for now. But like I said, dude, like this guy's probably going to come down here and try and make us like part of the United States, and then the United States is turning into an absolute garbage dump, and that means that we're going to turn into a garbage dump too. So we can only hope that he leaves us alone and lets us just continue on doing what we're doing, struggling along, you know, trying to make enough money to pay our mortgages and our rent and drive our stupid cars around. Like, let us just do that and not have to worry about disappearing into some prison camp or whatever is going to happen. I mean, it's just outrageous. It's just ridiculous. Like, we're actually, the United States is turning into a third world country, for Pete's sakes. It's seriously, they're going to have like Guantanamo Bays based in the States. They're probably going to have like death camps based in the States. You know, like they're turning into the Nazis down there. It's insane. I can't believe it. So, but so far up here in Canada, we're just freezing our butts off a little bit, although the weather's been freaking pretty sweet, actually. But, it's still pretty cold tonight, folks, though. So, but anyways, but yeah, I mean, just distressing stuff, terrible stuff. I mean, it's unbelievable. I never thought that I would live through a pandemic. I thought there's going to be no pandemic and blah, blah, you know, and stuff. Well, pandemic happened. And then I said, there's no way the Americans will elect Donald Trump into office. Like, he's got no experience. He's like just a crooked businessman. That's all he is, you know. And they elected him, but then they elected him twice. And now we're all going to have to pay the price, it looks like. And that is pretty sad. So anyways, I'll quit talking now because it's already 10 minutes to 1 o'clock in the morning. The Night Danger Radio Show, by the way, goes till 3 in the morning. And we got a absolutely aggressive, mean, vicious set coming up. And but we're going to start nice. We're going to start with one of my favorite bands. I had a friend go out to Toronto and see this band, and I'm so jealous of him. Chris, good grief. I'm so jealous. We're going to start with Devo. Yeah, it's a little tongue-in-cheek song called Beautiful World. It is CKUW. It is 95.9 FM. Oh, let me hold on a second. I want to find something. I don't think I can find it. If I were you, where would I be? Nah, I'm not going to be able to find it. It's there's too much stuff. But anyways, it's Devo, and it's CKUW, 95.9 FM. It's the Night Danger Radio Show. And in an apocalyptic world, here we go with a pretty awesome song to kick you off with, that's for sure. Yeah.
take place. Beautiful people everywhere. The way they show they care makes me want to say, it's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world for you. For you,
it's a beautiful world.
For you,
it's a beautiful world.
For you,
it's a beautiful world.
Not me,
it's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world.
When all the roads you see from your door lead one way and the other way, and all the waves that crash on your shore carry sailors' bones from shipwreck days, when all those vicious, handcuffed words constrict, contract, constrain, well, I'll meet you on the barricade in the cool, defiant rain. How when you and your brothers held on to your mothers, your story an unwritten page, where they read you the route and they sent you to school, but she paid for the bars on your cage, and you played a poison violin in a symphony of rage. Now it's time you traded that fucker in for a place on the barricade. We'll be right back.
take